with Misty Jordan.
Bring it!
Wiz Khalifa didn't have a good holiday weekend. He had some interesting things happen. He was arrested Sunday morning at an airport in Texas after a green leafy substance was found in one of his bags.
It's called marijuana.
Well, they confirmed that later on and said that it was 0.5 grams of weed.
Not enough to do nothing.
He was arrested and released, which is good. You know, it's a holiday weekend. Usually that doesn't happen.
Yeah, usually you got to stay the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't know nothing about that, but hey.
If you did, then you would know that.
When I actually, I keep it all the way 100. I went to jail for about the same amount. Same amount. And it's stupid, man. That, I mean, should have been a ticket, but they locked me up for it. So, I mean, that's one thing you should know. Never carry, for real, because you'll go to jail.
Yeah, or stupid. Just don't have it.
Well, I mean, it was my learning process.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
And now we learn. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's behind us.
It is behind me. Behind me. All the jail stuff.
Donald Sterling has turned full control of the L.A. Clippers over to his estranged wife, Shelly. And according to reports, she is privately negotiating with several people to get this basketball team into their hands. There is a front runner who is led by a former Microsoft CEO. His name is Steve right now, and I guess he has made a very competitive offer. Some of the other names that have thrown their hat, Grant Hill.
Okay.
Obviously, he was a former NBA player. He's teamed up with investment partners. Magic Johnson and a financial group based in Chicago. A surgeon has turned into a multi-billionaire businessman. And I guess there was word that Oprah Winfrey had her name in the bids.
Do you know how much Donald Sterling bought this team for?
No.
Let me explain something to you. He bought this team for $13 million.
Mm-hmm.
When he sells this team, forced to sell it, he's going to make estimated $1 billion.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. So, hell.
So, yeah. So, Oprah is no longer in the running. She probably was like, all right. That's been fun and everything like that.
He bought it for $13
million.
He's still going to make, he's still coming out on top.
That's quite the flip.
Yeah.
If you will. Jocelyn Hernandez was on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta last night, and she said that she's in the studio making new music, and we got our hands on one of her great new songs.
For real?
Made me come. Money made me come.
For real?
Molly? This can't be real.
Are there any Puerto Ricans or Latinos out there right now that's listening that's disappointed in this song as much as we are? Because if so, I mean, I want them to call in.
This can't be real.
I want somebody of Latino descent.
Here's what
to
I want.
Call in and be like, she is not, not in the family.
Let's get her booking info. See if we can book her for the Latino Fest. So we know it's real.
Wait.
I've been getting money. What? This is terrible. Does anybody else need their 15 seconds back? Because I do.
Wow.
We will put that full clip up for you on MyClimbusPower.com in case you want to download it into your iPad or your iTunes.
If anybody downloads this, I'm smacking them.
And you probably, if you're looking for this, to buy it maybe in stores, you can actually have a copy of it to ride around in your car. You can find it in the trash.
Oh, man.